and they stay there. And they say yeah, and they say there. Cause all I do is weep, weep, weep. And if you going in, put your hands in the air, make them stay there.
Ludacris going in on the verse, cause I've never been defeated and I won't stop now. Keep your hands up, keep them in the sky for the homies that ain't making it, my folks locked down. I never went nowhere. Know what they saying, Luda's back. Blame it on that contour. The hood call it Luda Yak. And I'm on this foolish track, so I spit my foolish flow. My hands go up and down, like Irving, played like a million. Last time on a college remix, now I'm on the already. Never count me out. Y'all better count me in. Got 20 bank accounts. Accountants count me in. Make millions every year. The South's champion. Cause all I do, all I do
is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go.
Welcome to the Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium broadcast here for the Jupiter Hammerheads. I'm Lisa Pride, and we are getting set for game four of this six-game set. It's TGIF Jupiter Hammerheads baseball night tonight, and we are looking for another win for the Hammerheads, and guess what? This is now officially the start of the second half here in the Florida State League. So we are looking forward to seeing what the Jupiter Hammerheads can do here in the second half. It starts today. Unfortunately, they came in second place in the East Division to their rivals right here at our ballpark at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, to the Palm Beach Cardinals. The Palm Beach Cardinals are now in the playoffs. They're the East Division champs here in the first half. It's the first half winner against the second half winner in each division. Over in the West Division, Clearwater won the division here in the first half, so they are in the playoffs also. So both teams have clinched a spot in the playoffs. The Hammerheads have a chance, though, to get into the playoffs, depending on what they do here in the second half. So the slate has been cleared. It is a clean slate for the second half. Overall, the Jupiter Hammerheads, 35-31 in the first half. The St. Lucie Mets, who are in town and also in the East Division and usually in the playoffs and championship and big foes here of the Hammerheads, were 24-41 in the first half. So not faring as well in the Daytona Tortugas either. We're going to head to our interview today for our pregame show, and it is with the Palm Beach Cardinals manager, Gary Kendall. I spoke with Gary earlier today about the team and their winning, you know, the first half, and also, you know, what it was like to play here in the East Division and how tough it was. And he'll talk about the Hammerheads and how they were formidable opponents. And, you know, I was very impressed. And that, he said, that's what you had to do, is really, you know, win here against the East Division. And the East Division is what and who the Palm Beach Cardinals played the most. Taking a look, trying to get the interview up. That's why I slowed down just a little bit. But here is Palm Beach Cardinals manager Gary Kendall, talking about winning the first half. And take a listen.
Played well in our division, which you have to do. We didn't play too many outside of our division, so thank God we played so well in the division. And that, you know, Jupiter being such a real good opponent, to win a series, you know, 9 games, I think, to 6 with them, I was very proud of our guys because I thought they had a very, very formidable ball club, a very solid ball club. So I was very excited about that. You know, and there's got to be a lot of luck involved. You know, we didn't have too much. You know, we had some guys that had to go up to Peoria. You know, the Moores and the Moquettes that played such a huge part in our start here. And, but, you know, we remained healthy, which was a big thing. We lost some players here and there due to injury, but for the most part kept a lot of guys off the IL, which is a big, big thing when you lose big pieces of your ball club to the disabled list or the inactive list. You know, that hurts your club a lot of times, and we remained healthy. And, you know, from this year's team to last year's team, what I was the most proud of has been our starting pitching. because I know we got out of the gate very strong because of our rotation, and it remained intact. And guys did a really nice job pitching us deep in the games. It didn't expose our bullpens, any shortcomings that we may have out there. And guys have picked it up out in the bullpen as of late. And so it was a really, really nice first half to see everybody contribute.
Yeah, that's what I really noticed and you know, stands out too, that you're getting contribution pitching-wise and, you know, at the plate offensively too, let alone defense. But just when you look at the league leaders, it's the Palm Beach Cardinals are all over there.
Yeah, it's nice to see. It's nice to see when you have some success and you have some kids that get, you know, stand out with personal accomplishments. And that's only going to help them, you know, because as every team's go, you know, I mean, it hasn't really been discussed, but I imagine we're going to lose some players to promotions as we go forward, and that's natural. And so hopefully with the additions that we get from the FCL program and from our draft, that we can put together a competitive second half.
You know? That would be great and give the guy something, you know, really finally have something to celebrate then, since they didn't really get to celebrate.
Yeah.
You know, winning
sure.
in the first half, but you had definitely, and Palm Beach, two times have, you know, been champions in their history. One time it had to be co-champions, these are Hurricanes, so we'll see how that plays out later this season. But finally, just wanted to ask you, as far as now today is the first, you know, game for the second half, what are you looking forward to in the second half, like your expectations with this team?
Well, we gotta solidify. Like, we got to, like, make fewer mistakes, you know, because it's about player development. And as I tell the guys, you know, if we play clean baseball and fundamental baseball, you're going to be in a lot of games and you're going to get a chance to win some games that you're in. And I think in the games that we did kind of come unglued, it was the mistakes, whether they're mental or physical. So you always want to kind of improve there nightly. And keep putting the work in, whether it's making a play or executing a pitch, throwing to the right base, making a good base running decision. And there are things that, as a minor leaguer and as you advance through the farm system, that you want to really make sure that you show constant improvement. Because they're the things that, you know, as you get up the ladder and where the game's a little faster, and AA and AAA, that when you make those mistakes, they become more costlier because the game's faster up there. So a mistake in those departments can be very, very exposed a lot quicker.
Well, thank you to manager, the Palm Beach Cardinals manager Gary Kendall, for that great interview for our pregame show here today, as he talked about just, you know, here in the East, what it was like to play against the St. Lucie Mets and the Jupiter Hammerheads, who are playing here tonight. And fortunately for the Cardinals, they had a great series against the Hammerheads before they went on the road, and they took four of the six games. Then they played St. Lucie, and even though St. Lucie finished in the basement here in the East Division in the first half, they only won two games against St. Lucie. So it was a tough, you know, a tough East Division here, and Daytona, the series then that they're playing now, it didn't matter as much, because then they found out on Sunday. What happened on Sunday was Palm Beach scored 16 runs in a seven-inning game on Sunday. It was a 16-8 game against St. Lucie. So they won the game, they won it big, and then they had to wait. They waited, and Daytona did defeat Jupiter. That was on the road, and so that was when the Palm Beach Cardinals found out, with Jupiter's loss on Sunday night, that they did clinch the East Division. So manager Gary Kendall was talking about it. They didn't really get to celebrate on the field like you see a lot of, you know, teams teams when the game means something and they're there and they win the game and that means they clinch, you know, a playoff berth, and they did not have that. So not really a celebration, just kind of like called each other up and said, you know, yeah, did we make it? Yeah, I think we did, so we're in. And that's basically how it went. So they're hoping to do a little more celebration later in the season, in the postseason. But for now, we hope to have some celebration in a few hours with a Jupiter Hammerheads victory. We're going to send it to the field level for the national anthem tonight.
This evening, our national anthem will be performed by Zachary Turner.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free, o'er the home of the brave?
What a great job by the national anthem singer here tonight. And just working on a little bit of technical, I'm trying to make sure that the levels, they're so low tonight, but hopefully that sounds great for everybody at home, because we're going to have some fun here today. I was here for the doubleheader a couple of nights ago, days ago. Boy, it didn't seem very long ago. What a doubleheader that was on Wednesday, as the Hammerheads were able to sweep the doubleheader. And if you recall, well, game one was won by a walk-off hit off the bat of Sanoa. And that was a great win for the Hammerheads, 3-2. And then in the second game, winning 17-0, lightning delay after the sixth inning was complete. So then they just finished it after the 30-minute delay, and the Hammerheads won 17-0. Had a little trouble yesterday. It was a pitcher's duel, and what a day it was. But St. Lucie came out victorious 2-1 yesterday on Thursday. We'll talk a little bit more about that and the great outing by the Hammerheads pitcher. But right now we have Chris Machma on the hill. And if you recall, he was a Hammerhead not too long ago. He's back here again in Jupiter, and this will be his first start with Jupiter this season. He's 2-1, 5.79 ERA, has pitched in 7 games. Like I said, first start here in 2023. 9 1/3 innings pitched, allowed 6 hits, 14 runs, 11 earned. Has struck out 17 in those 9 1/3, and opponents batting 250. Receiving him is Fernandez. Montgomery's at first, Lewis at second, at short, McCants at third. From left to right in the outfield, it's Latrell, Sanoa, and Roberts. So Machma, the righty on the hill, the 22-year-old, 6'4", 210, from Holland, Michigan, getting set to pitch the first pitch against Stanley Consuegra. You probably remember Stanley. Stanley goes after the first pitch. He remembers Chris. That'll be a pop-up. It'll stay in the infield and be caught easily by Lewis at second base. The wind is gusting in, so I'm trying to hang on to my papers that they're blowing around a little bit. I've got them anchored, but it's blowing in. It says around 8 miles per hour, but I feel a lot more gusty here today. And so one out as Consuegra, who's on a MILB rehab assignment, and we mentioned that he was here with St. Lucie last season, pops up to Lewis at second. At the plate is Ryland Thomas, lefty at the plate, righty on lefty matchup. First pitch delivered, it misses, ball. So one out for the Mets. It's Consuegra, Thomas at the plate. Then it'll be the shortstop, Jet Williams. The pitch, and that one misses low. 2-0 is the count. Today, things switch over. It was ABS. Give you a little here, ballpark sounds here. The first three games. Today, the next three games, it'll be balls and strikes as the pitch is hit into center field. It'll drop in for a base hit in front of Sanoa. So short center, and Thomas picks up the first hit of the ball game. But today is now, for the next three games, the umpires behind the plate. It is Justin Hopkins today. We'll call the balls and strikes. The challenge system is in effect for the next three games. And that challenge system, the pitcher, catcher, and hitter can challenge. And each team has three challenges to lose. And that's when they use the ABS for the challenge system. Runner going, throw going down, the tag. And then it knocks off actually the runner. And into center field it goes. And to third base goes Ryland Thomas. He has one stolen base on the season. Now he's picking up a couple of more as it looked like he even snuck in there. The throw maybe just a little bit high. And that, but it actually was. It hit, you know, Ryland, or knocked off the glove of maybe Lewis into short center. Looks like Ryland's just fine as he stands at third base with manager Gilbert Gomez checking him out, making sure he's okay. At the plate, it's Jet Williams. Williams batting from the right side, righty on righty matchup as Makma goes low and away and misses. Williams is the first round draft pick for the Mets last year in 2022. He's out of Texas, batting .231, has 39 hits in his first 53 games here with St. Lucie. The 1-1 kick, pitch, and right at the knees inside at 83, delivered by Makma. So runner at third base with one out. Williams at the plate. In the cleanup spot for the Mets today is the third baseman, Wilfredo Lara. The pitch, swing, fly ball into center field. Going back and to his left, he keeps an eye all the way to third. He doesn't even attempt the throw, so Noah does. So that'll be a sack fly. Off the bat of Williams, he'll pick up his 23rd ribby on the season as Thomas scores and the Mets go up 1-0. So Jet Williams doing his job, driving in a run here in the first. A little bit tricky with the wind blowing and then stopping. It's gusting, then stopping, blowing in. You know, who knows what it's doing in center field, but Sanoa played it well, but he knew that he just didn't have a chance to get the runner out at home, and so just throwing it to the cutoff man and getting back into the infield late. Nothing and one, foul ball off the bat of Lara, righty on righty matchup. Two down, we're at 6:37. Here's the pitch. Swing, check swing. Did he go? No, says the umpire Connor Crowell, who's helping out Hopkins. Crowell is out on the base pass. We have two umpires in the Florida State League. Well, that's it. They've got a lot of work to do here on the field. A lot of ground to cover. Here's the 1-1 fastball, chopped left side, taken by McCants. Throw to first in time, and Lara will ground out to third to end the inning here. But the Mets will pick up the first run and take over the 1-0 lead as we head to the home half here at the Dean. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
For more information, visit badtoself.net.
Nowhere. Or get a flat tire on the edge.
Our friends at Yard House sponsors the Joe Yard Program. Fans in section number 211 with a $10 gift card. Stop into great food, classic rock music, and 130 taps of craft ales and lagers at Yard House. Located downtown the yards in Palm Beach Gardens. Come tap into the fun at Yard House. Here's the defense for the Mets. Center fielder is Ryland Thomas, right fielder is Correll Paz, and left field is Lane McIntosh. At third base, Wilfredo Lara. The shortstop is Jeff Williams. Second baseman is Kevin Villavicencio. And at first base, Jose Hernandez. The catcher, Fernando Villalobos. And on the hill, number 20 from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, Jordani Ventura. Ventura, the pitcher for the Mets.
Welcome back. We are in the bottom of the first here at the Dean. 1-0 Mets on top. I've been working hard. We had internet all pregame for the first 3 hours that I've been here, and now the internet is not working and I'm not able to get my commercials, music, nothing. So trying to work through that. There's always something fun going on here. But it'll definitely give you the action on the field. So Ventura is the pitcher for the Mets. He's 3-2 on the season, 4.93 ERA. At the plate, it's Brett Roberts, the right fielder, who's batting 284. One ball and one strike to Roberts, righty-on-righty matchup, as Ventura goes outside missing. So Roberts at the plate. Then it's Jordan McCants, the third baseman. Following him will be the center fielder, Javier Assinoa. Cleaning things up for the Hammerheads, it's the left fielder, Chase Luttrell. Ian Lewis, the second baseman, the switch hitter, will follow Luttrell. Ventura delivers inside, so 3-1 the count. Montgomery, the first baseman, will bat in the sixth spot. Then it's the shortstop, Harrison Spahn. In the number eight spot, the designated hitter, Christian Rodriguez, will step up to the plate. Then it's Fernandez, the catcher, in the number nine spot. Pop up right behind second base, just a little on the grass. Calling everyone off is Williams. He'll make the grab, and Roberts is retired. So one down. That'll bring up the third baseman, Jordan McCants. McCants batting 236 on the season. He's from Pensacola, Florida. That's where he was born. And in the 2021 draft, he was drafted in the third round. Lefty at the plate. We've got a righty-lefty matchup. Upstairs, Ventura goes, and he'll miss. So one ball, no strikes. Last pitch coming in at 92 miles per hour. The Hammerheads wearing their white tops, white bottoms. McCants likes to have his socks up high, the solid black socks he has today. And it's the Hammerheads in block letters across the chest in black outlined in orange. Or are we going more red? More red. I think we're going more red this year. Here's the 2-0 swing and a miss. Another fastball at 92 upstairs. Now the Mets, they've got pretty much what the New York Mets wear. They've got their orange tops on, their gray bottoms. Here's the 2-1 swing and a miss, breaking ball at 81. So two balls, two strikes with one out. Ventura, who is on the hill, he's got his socks up high, but he likes to wear the striped socks. So he has that royal blue socks with the two orange stripes. And Ventura has McCants guessing as the breaking ball in on the hands at 82 comes in, and Jordan swings and misses. So out number two here for the Hammerheads. That'll bring up the center fielder, Javier Assinoa. Assinoa batting 285. Talked about how he was the hero game one of the doubleheader on Wednesday. Walk-off hit. What a day. I'm going to have to go through and look again at those stats. Everyone was hitting a triple. Looked like a single, maybe extra bases, double, because we've got speed, and they were just really well hit. The ball off the bat of the Hammerheads hitters, and it was just like everyone was hitting a triple. Forget, you know, stopping at first or second. Crazy 17-0 win. One ball, one strike. Righty on righty matchup. Infield playing straightaway deep. big hole up the middle. Here in the Florida State League, as the pitch is delivered, misses 2-1. There is the pie slice, the white chalk lines extending from second base. There is no shift here in the Florida State League, much as what they are doing in and around all the leagues now. Ball hit up the middle, off the mound. Coming and backing things up is Williams. Throw, though, off the mark. Gets by Hernandez at first, and that'll have Sanoa sliding in safely to second base. So that'll go in as a base hit for Sanoa. Infield hit, also an error goes up on the board. Not an easy time for William as the ball took a funny hop off the mound. And with that hit up the middle also, that's very significant there, as I was talking about. No shift, you know, allowed here in the minors or the big leagues. But here in the Florida State League, we have the pie slice, the white chalk lines to show the infielders where they are not allowed to go as far as in that triangle behind second base. So a little more give in the leagues without that pie slice. But Williams, he likes to stand right on that line, touch it sometimes. And so far, I haven't seen the umpires call anything. Here's the 1-0 to Chase Luttrell. Righty on lefty matchup. Ventura will miss low and away. Two balls, no strikes. Two outs, runner at second base. Tying run there for the Hammerheads here in the first. Ventura stares down Sanoa, then kicks and fires. He'll miss upstairs. 3-0 is the count here to Luttrell. On deck is Lewis, the switch hitting second baseman from the Bahamas. Luttrell's from Bakersfield, California. That's where he was born, drafted in the 13th round last year. The pitch, and that's at the belt for the strike, a fastball at 93. Nelson Prada is the manager for the Jupiter Hammerheads. He's coaching third base. Glenn Dishman's the pitching coach. Hitting coach is Ty Hawkins, and usually manning first base and coaching, it looks like it's Nate Michaelis out there, the defensive coach. Ventura loses to Luttrell. Luttrell will head to first base. So now there's runners at first and second. Ventura, as I mentioned, 3 wins on the season, 2 losses, 4.93 ERA. He has appeared in 12 games, started 10. This is his 11th start now with the St. Lucie Mets. 42 innings pitched and a strikeout 51. Opponents batting 237 against him. So he picks up another strikeout, strikeout number 52, when he struck out McCants earlier here in the first. Ian Lewis is at the plate. He'll switch around and bat from the left side facing the righty Ventura. 1 ball, no strikes with 2 outs. They kick the pitch way inside. 93, that's the fastest we've seen him throw here today. But lost a little control there as Lewis bounced out of the way. Wind picking up, blowing right to left, but still blowing in also. It's going to be one of those funny days. Very cloudy, as it'll be pitcher catcher, short time out. 87 degrees at first pitch, but the humidity is 73, and it feels like 96. And let me tell you, that is probably the coolest it's been all day, since there's no sun out. Earlier this morning, I got my walk-in exercise, and I thought, hey, you know, I'm going early. It's going to be a little cooler. Boy, I opened that door, and that hit, that heat, that humidity just smacks you in the face. My sunglasses got cloudy, so I'm sure the humidity was much higher then. It probably felt like 10-something, but now it feels like 96 down on the field. The sweat just drips off the guys, and everybody's got their towels. They have big fans in each dugout to kind of give the guys some kind of cool breeze. 2-1 is the count with 2 outs. Ventura, from the stretch, takes a look back at Sanoa at second, and then delivers. Strike just painting the outside part of the plate. Sanoa got the infield base hit, and error allowed him to get to second. Luttrell walked. Both teams have 1 hit and 1 error apiece, but the St. Lucie Mets have taken advantage and have the 1-0 lead here in the first. Here's the 3-1 fastball. Lewis behind fouls it off. Hamilton Arrhead, our mascot for the Jupiter Hammerheads, is patrolling the concourse, taking photos with fans, signing autographs. I know Hammy's got to be hot. He's ready to go jump into the Atlantic Ocean at any moment. Just a couple miles down the road east of the ballpark. Payoff pitch coming with two outs. Breaking ball swing. Foul tip, was it? Swing and a miss. And missed by the catcher, Villalobos. He'll throw to first base just to make sure. And that'll do it as Ventura picks up his 53rd strikeout. And that'll leave two stranded for the Hammerheads as we head to the second. 1-0 lead for the Mets. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Featuring our best selection and best price guarantee. That's right. Get the exact vehicle you want, or we'll make your first month's payment. Plus, we guarantee the best price, or we'll pay you $500 guaranteed. All Chevys are created equal. All dealerships are not. Discover the difference at Roger Dean Chevy in Cape Coral. Drive a little, save a lot.
As our promotion team making their way through the ballpark, looking for one lucky winner to win a prize from Cruisin' Tiki's Jupiter, a truly unique Tiki Cruise on the beautiful waterways of Jupiter. Call 833-824-7770 to book the cruise today.
Carell Paz at the plate, the switch hitter for the St. Lucie Mets, batting 255. He has switched around, bats from the left side, facing the righty. Machma at the on the hill for the Hammerheads. First pitch strike, painting the outside corner there. Nothing in one. Breaking ball at 80 miles per hour to Paz. Machma takes a breath and delivers inside fastball. That'll go out of play over the roof here at the Dean. So for the Mets, Gilbert Gomez, he is coaching, I believe, first base right now. The pitching coach is Dan McKinney, hitting coach Eduardo Nunez. The bench coach is De La Cruz, swinging a miss, and Paz is retired. Machma picks up his strikeout number 18 on the season here with the Hammerheads. Jose Hernandez will step up. The first baseman's batting 292. He'll bat from the right side. And the development coach is Reagan Saulnier. First pitch, breaking ball, swing and a miss. Big curve ball, 12-6. Hernandez waited on it, but just couldn't connect. He has fluorescent orange spikes right now to match that. Very bright orange tops that the Mets wear. Strike delivered, another breaking ball. Hernandez just watches it go by. He feels that he's just not going to connect, so he'll take it. But now 0-2, the count's in favor of the pitcher here, Machma. From the stretch, little kick delivered at the knees, and ooh. Looks like the catcher is going to challenge it. Hernandez does.
Call is overturned. That is strike three.
So way to go there. That was a pretty pitch. Fernandez said, hey, I like that. Let's challenge it. So the challenge goes in favor of the Hammerheads, and Machma has now struck out two in a row. That'll bring up the second baseman, Kevin Villavicencio from Mexico in 57 games. He has 48 hits. First pitch hits it to the left side, but diving after it is the shortstop Spawn. And then not an easy throw to make with his back turned to first base or rainbow to first. It's in time. And Villavicencio is out at first base. So 1-2-3 with the help of the challenge rule. Down go the Mets. We'll head to the home half with St. Lucie up 1-0. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Now let's cheer on the Jupiter Hammerheads. And don't forget, if you need a personal injury attorney, call the Lawson Craig Golden Farm at
Welcome back. We're in the bottom of the second. What a great top of the second. 1-2-3 downwind the Mets. Ventura on the hill facing Torin Montgomery, who's batting 315. He's out of Kirkland, Washington. Swing and a miss. Ventura with that nasty 92-mile-per-hour fastball. Ooh, he bounces it up a little notch there to 93 inside, but missing. 1-1 is the count. Montgomery, Spahn, and Rodriguez here for the Hammerheads in the second at 6-7-8. Beautiful breaking ball at 81. Montgomery takes it, so the count goes to 2-0. It looks like the stadium lights are on now. It's very cloudy here today. There's not enough light, but I know it's probably hard to see the ball a little bit with the way the clouds are because it makes everything just white up in the sky. We're lucky we don't have any rain. It is circling around us, 2-2. There's always a chance of rain, especially this week. Fly ball into center. Thomas is there, makes the grab before it hits the grass. And Montgomery is retired as he flies out to center field. One down, that'll bring up Harrison Spahn. Spahn, the shortstop, went undrafted last year, batting 210 this season for the Hammerheads. What a great play he just made defensively, saving that hit from going into left field, from becoming a hit, rather. Takes first pitch, fastball 93 for the strike. Here's the 0-1 pop-up. That'll stay in the infield. Calling everyone off is the second baseman, Villavicencio. He'll make the grab easily. So Spahn is retired as he pops up. Two down, that'll bring up Christian Rodriguez, the designated hitter for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Rodriguez spending 232 with 5 doubles, 5 triples, a homer and 18 ribbies in 47 games. Proud Venezuela product. He'll take the first pitch. It's inside, missing at 84. Rodriguez, a lefty, so we've got a righty on lefty matchup. Giordani on the Hill, just 22 years of age, I believe, right? Yes, 22. He'll be 23 on July 6th of this year from Santo Domingo, the Dominican Republic. That's where he was born. The 2-0 pitch, fastball, 93 at the knees. Strike, says the home plate umpire. Justin Hopkins. Big hole up the middle. Here's the 2-1. If there's no shift allowed, but there's a slight shift with second baseman moved and shifted over a little bit more towards first base. Shortstop right by that line and right on the edge of the infield. Not allowed to touch that grass either. 3-1. Here comes the pitch and a swing. That'll go into the screen behind home plate. Two down. Rodriguez at the plate. No wind blowing right now here at the Dean. Ventura in 2022 played for the St. Lucie Mets and also the Gulf Coast League Mets. Payoff pitch. Another big hack. This one going foul left side. That'll go over by the visiting clubhouse, the umpires clubhouse, and where the visiting team parks their bus. They don't keep it there all the time, though, because it would get plunked behind the aluminum bleachers. Two down. Last pitch was a fastball at 92. Here comes the payoff pitch, and Rodriguez just staying alive at the plate. He makes contact, and he's just looking for a hit right now. He has 33 on the season. Last year with St. Lucie, the pitcher Ventura, 5.40 ERA, no record. Pitched in 3 games, 6 2/3 innings, struck out 10. He can strike out a lot, and he'll strike out Rodriguez here. Catches him with the breaking ball, check swing, misses. So Rodriguez is the third strikeout victim for Ventura here today. 3 up, 3 down go the Hammerheads. Coming up empty, we'll head to the third with a 1-0 lead for the visiting Mets. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Yes, you can interact with real space artifacts on the concourse, enjoy augmented reality experiences, and learn about the future of space exploration. Buy your tickets today, RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com. Time for the Emoji Challenge, presented by Signorama. West Palm Beach, who got there, Brooke?
Hey fans, I'm here with Brandon in Section 203, and he's going to play our Emoji Challenge. Are you ready, Brandon?
Yes.
Let's do it. Looks like some person dancing, or maybe like a queen. What do you think the answer is? Let's see if you're right. Congratulations, you're going home with a prize. Thank you.
And they stay there, and they say yeah, and they stay there. Cause all I do is scream, scream, scream. And if you go in here, put your hands in the air, make them stay there.
Oh, water getting boiled. Snoopy in the hookie. System overload. I've been running this rap game since I was 20 years old. I hung with the worst of them. Bust till I burst them up. Floss them up, toss them up.
Pleasant View, Tennessee, Blaine McIntosh.
Okay, I did get back the internet for a short time, I believe. Showing bunt is Blaine McIntosh. He'll bring it back, but the strike is delivered by Machma, the Jupiter Hammerheads pitcher, at 92. So it'll be McIntosh, Villalobos, and Consuegra. 8-9-1 for the Mets here in this inning. Showing bunt again. This time, he'll bunt it to the pitcher. Chris fields it cleanly, throws to first in time. McIntosh is retired as he grounds out to the first baseman. I mean, to the pitcher, rather.
A Mexican catcher number 12. From Ensenada, Mexico.
From Mexico, it's the catcher batting 122, Villalobos. Fernando Villalobos. Left-handed hitter. In 27 games, he has 10 hits. Has a solid orange bat, takes the first pitch. That'll miss outside at 92. One ball and no strikes. Villalobos likes to wear his pants down to his spikes that are every color that the Mets have. White, royal blue, orange, maybe even a little black on his spikes. He's got all the colors. He'll take strike number one, but his bat is a solid orange, blends right in with his orange jersey. The 1-1 breaking ball, beautiful pitch there. Strike called on Villalobos. He'll take that one, so 1-2 is the count. Machma has thrown 23 pitches, 18 for strikes as the wind's blowing in. Machma, short kick, delivers, fastball missing outside. Machma has white spikes, maybe some gray on it, or just dirty, you know? Sometimes I don't know how the guys keep those white spikes nice and sparkling white. Some from here, I'd say it probably has some gray on it, possibly. I see some color sneaking out of his pants. Not sure what color his socks are. Maybe he has some special socks as he misses outside. So full count. Here's the pitch. Fastball. Swing and a miss. That has really nice movement on that last pitch as it just kept going down. And no way for Villalobos to connect. Two down. We're back up to the top of the order with the rehab designated hitter, Stanley Consuegra. Machma probably remembers the big bat that Consuegra had last season, but he is, you can't get him out. He's a home run hitter, big power hitter. Machma plays it safe and goes low and away. That'll miss, though, one ball and no strikes. Righty on righty matchup. Consuegra, this is his second game here with the St. Lucie Mets on his rehab assignment. He's 0-for-1 as he popped up to Lewis at second. In the first, here's the 1-0 curveball for the strike right at the letters. Beautiful pitch, beautiful. Lots of fans here at the Dean. Ooh, I see the cookie. I believe they're cookies, right? Not pancakes. Ah, they look like either one. But they've got the costumes on to do the race here at the Dean. 1-2. Ball goes foul, hits the roof of the suites next to me. Two outs. 1-0, Mets on top. Both teams have a hit apiece. We're in the top of the third. Machma delivers the 1-2. It's coming back and, ooh, just hits off the lip of the top of the screen. A little bit, another little inch in order to come back at me. Luckily, I have my window half open, so I can see clearly through, but still feel the breeze and hear the crowd. And it's not easy for a ball to sneak in. Some of the stadiums, the broadcasters, it's wide open for them, especially in St. Lucie. Machma loses this battle right here as he goes wide of the plate, but still has Consuegra at a 2-2 count. I went up to Brooklyn, where the next step is for the St. Lucie Mets. Here is the 2-2. And that'll miss, so the count goes full. And Brooklyn, they are just out in the element. The press box, it feels like they're not really got any windows at all. Everything's open. So those balls just come back. They get at the elements too, the rain and everything. I don't know how much it rains up there. Payoff pitch. That'll go over the roof out onto Main Street. See a couple kids with gloves. They would be smart if they figured out like my son did and hung out on Main Street. Pick up a couple of balls in front of the ballpark. You have to be careful when you come to the ballpark late, the game's going on, or you're walking your dog out here in Abaco in the square area, because you might have a ball come right at you. Fastball upstairs, 93. Machma loves it as Consuegra, big hack, swings and misses. And that'll be two strikeouts in a row and three up, three down. The Mets go down. So 1-0, they still have the lead as we head to the home half. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Russell Cohen, congratulations, Russell. You think you're Cleveland Clinic information, please take it back.
get the trick, jump the track back. Time and time again, Al Davis said it best, just win, baby, win.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
You can check your iPhone, better say it's our time. I don't even need a watch, I don't even see a clock. Soon as I walk in, it feel like me a clock. Yeah, me a clock, every time my checks don't measure up and try to blame the Pyrex. I'ma do it bigger than a 5X. Can't ride with an L, so I don't drive Lex. Game so bickery, so full of trickery. Nursery, rhyming, hickory, dickory. The hood call it pickery. Biggie, Puffy, Buster, Victory.
Welcome back to our cloudy night. It's TGIF, Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball, where thank goodness it's Friday baseball here at the Dean. First pitch at the plate, it's the number 9 hitter, Andrew Fernandez, local product from Hialeah, the Miami area here in Florida. He'll foul it to the left side. Get out of the way, Nelson Prada, manager for the Hammerheads. I'm looking for my glasses. All right, I found them. You know, sometimes you have them right on top of your head. Well, I didn't. So, looking for them. I know it's Fernandez, though, on the hill. I'm nearsighted, so I can see my scorebook. Just want to make sure I can see where the ball's being hit, especially when these guys are hitting the ball deep after that 17-0 win the other day. Swing and a miss. Ventura with the big hook there. So one ball and two strikes after Fernandez. We're going back up to the top of the order for the Hammerheads with Roberts and McCants. We've got the pitch clock going, and Ventura taking every bit of time that he can, making Fernandez stay ready for quite a few seconds longer than normal there. Upstairs missing, though, 2-2. Ventura delivering, giving this ball a ride. Fernandez taking it to deep left field, but oh, McIntosh is there to make the grab. Feel like that ball just got knocked down by the way the wind is blowing in. So a deep fly ball to left field off the bat of Fernandez. One down. We're back up to the top of the order. Brett Roberts, righty at the plate, righty on the hill. He popped up to the shortstop. Williams back in the first. Takes first pitch strike. McCants on deck. The 0-1 with one out. Framed so nicely by Villalobos, but not getting the call. Going in favor of Roberts. Roberts, 11 doubles, 4 triples. Has a 1 home run. And this ball will drop into the glove of Williams. Boy, a first-round draft pick last year has so much range as he was in short left and made the grab in front of the left fielder, McIntosh. And that was like one of those hits where, you know, a lot of the time we call it a bloop hit as it drops in into short, you know, the outfield. And this one didn't. Roberts is retired as he pops up once again to the shortstop, Williams. McCants at the plate. The left-handed hitting third baseman struck out back in the first. The 1-0, and that'll bounce away from the catcher. Ball number 2. All right, some of these kids are wearing sweatshirts tonight. Don't understand it. Thin sweatshirt, maybe one of those like dry fit, but still, when you have like almost 100% with the humidity, even with no sun peeking through, how could you not be sweating? Kids here in Florida don't care. 2-1, 2 outs. The kick, the pitch. Ooh, strike number 2. At 79, McCants lays off of it. All my kids ever want is hoodies. And that's what, starting in middle school, they wear hoodies and long jeans. Hard hit, ground ball up the middle. Williams having no trouble fielding it. A nice throw to first base. 1-2-3, down go the Hammerheads. We'll head to the top of the fourth. 1-0, the Mets still have the lead here at the D. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Game, you'll also have a chance to win free rounds of golf accessories. Lots of other golf prizes. If you might, you won't want to forget. Especially the Thirsty Thursday Specialist. Get your tickets now. Turn your attention on the field down the first base line. Time for the Crumble Cookie Race. Here is your play-by-play announcer, Brooke.
Hey fans, I'm here with Aiden and Colton, and they're going to do a Crumble Cookie Race. Are you guys ready? On your mark, get set, go. It looks like Colton is in the lead. Let's see who's going to be the winner. And it looks like Colton is the winner. He's going home with a free cookie. Thank you.
Fans, if you need cookies now, we'll crumble on Donna Lawson's Alton Town Center Hedgehog.
And we're back, top of the fourth. First pitch delivered by Mock Mop. Ball number 1, righty and lefty matchup. It's Thomas Williams and Lara for the Mets. Strike delivered at 92, 1-1 the count. Makma, now in his fourth inning of work, has thrown 36 pitches, 25 for strikes. The internet went down, lost some music, still trying to get those commercials, but you know what? That's okay, because we've got a great ball game going on. Another pitcher's duel here tonight, much like last night, isn't it? Fly ball to center. No problem for Sano as Thomas is retired.
Shortstop number 4, Jet Williams.
Jet Williams steps in. Hope I'm not losing my voice now. I feel like I am. Need a cough button is what I need. Chopper, left side, on the run. McCants, clean throw to first. Williams retired, so McCants to Montgomery, and that'll do it quickly. 2 down.
The third baseman, number 1, Wilfredo Lara.
I mentioned that Machma has pitched here for the Hammerheads before. He actually pitched in 2021 after the 2020 no season pandemic season. It was 2-7, played all season here in the Florida State League. That was a short season. 20 games, started all 26.60 ERA, and struck out 78 and 92 and 2/3. 1 ball, no strikes here to Lara with 2 outs. Then came back in 2022 for 6 games, 4-1, 3.58 ERA, swing and a miss there. Much better adding, and he went up to high A with Beloy. 33 strikeouts and 32 and two-thirds. Struggle, though, this year in Beloy. Here's the 1-1 that'll be grounded foul left side. And Beloy did not have a record. No wins, no losses. Appeared in 7 games, only started 1. And in 11 innings, struck out 10, but also walked 8, allowed 13 earned runs. So has a hefty 10.64 ERA in Beloy. Here, settling things down, though. Coming into this game, 2-1, 5.79 ERA, first start. And I'm telling you, Machma's looking really good on the hill. Very confident, in control, misses there outside, but that's a breaking ball. He's definitely been working on things, and when he needs to, he pulls the trigger and has picked up now 5 strikeouts. Let me check that again. As my cursor here, not only is the Wi-Fi going crazy, but the cursor that I'm trying to get back to check the box scores to double-check my scorebook is possessed right now. Hard hit, fly ball, left side, on the run. It's not going to be able to glove it. Is Latrell. It'll roll to the track, rounding second base, but then halting up as the ball's coming in, throw to third, and that will keep Lara at second. Stand-up double with 2 outs. Latrell ran after it, so Noah had no way that he was going to get to it. Latrell closer. He put out his glove, but the ball was hit so hard, and it was out of his reach as it bounced, hit the track, the wall, and the outfielders had to really scramble for it, but quickly got it back in because Lara was looking for his second triple and then halted up and is now at second with his 6th double on the season. Correll Paz will step up to the plate. He struck out back in the 2nd. 2 down, runner in scoring position at 2nd. Machma delivers and misses outside. 1-0 is the count with 2 outs. So now the Mets have 2 hits and 1 run. Well, the Hammerheads have 1 hit and no runs. Here comes the pitch. That one goes wide of the plate. Machma, you could tell, he released that, wants it back. Really just lost control of it right there. Still, my cursor is just battling with it right now. I'm just going to ignore it. Here's the 1-0. That'll be a bloop hit into left field. Rounding third base is Lara. Here comes the throw. The play at the plate. It won't be in time as the ball bounces into the glove of Fernandez, but he doesn't have a play as Lara slides in safely, and the Mets are up 2-0. So Correll Paz picks up the RBI single with 2 outs. I mentioned yesterday to close off the first half here, the Mets won 2-1. Another close game here tonight as it's 2-0 St. Lucie Mets. The starter, Ike Buxton, was the star of the game despite the Hammerheads losing. Strike delivered to Hernandez. The Idaho native pitched 5 innings of no-hit ball before he left the game. He allowed just 1 base runner on a walk and lowered his ERA to 1.17. Inside, fastball missing. 1 ball, 1 strike here to Hernandez. 2 outs, runner at first. The first baseman struck out looking back in the 2nd thanks to the challenge by Fernandez. And now that heat and all the pitches being thrown are getting a little bit to Machma. He needs to cool down a little bit. Fernandez recognizes it, and he is taking a timeout to talk things over. Machma is taking a break. He's got his back towards home plate. He knows the umpire's coming out, wiping the sweat off his face. There is action in the bullpen now for the Hammerheads, a lefty warming up. So that also gives Machma time to breathe and also time for the reliever to warm up in the bullpen if needed. There are two outs. Reynosa came in to relieve Buxton in the sixth. He pitched 1 1/3 for the Hammerheads, but he gave up 2 runs, though. Sam Prater, 17 runs the night before. The Hammerheads only able to score one as Prater hit a solo homer to break up the 0-0 tie yesterday. A no-doubter at 410 feet, almost 105 exit velocity. Wow. 1-1, two outs. Machma takes a pause, delivers. Runner going, then comes back. Swing and a miss. We've got Little League night here tonight as I saw some Little Leaguers on the field, and now, or it could be travel baseball, but they're here today at the Dean in full uniform. There is a tournament, a perfect game tournament, that has been going on all week. My son played in it. His last game was yesterday. They're playing on the backfields of the Hammerheads and the Cardinals. 2-2, two outs. This is a big complex here. Spring training facilities for the St. Louis Cardinals and, of course, the Miami Marlins. The 2-2 off the end of the bat into the screen behind home plate, and on deck is Philip Vicencio, and he almost got it. Quickly watched that ball get back and said, whoa, that's a close one. Solid black bat for Hernandez. Big gold chain around his neck and bright orange spikes on his feet. Two balls, two strikes. The kick, the runner's going. The pitch misses. Throw down opposite away from the runner going on the third base side. So no chance to get the runner. And as Pauls takes off his helmet, fixes that oven mitt, you can see that he's wearing an orange headband around his head there that matches the very glowing orange spikes for Hernandez. So full count, runner in scoring position as Paz picks up a stolen base, his fourth on the season. This ball's hit far, left side. Going after it is Latrell. He'll hold up, and is it a home run? It is, as the home plate umpire Hopkins gives the signal. And you know what? Hernandez stood there at the plate. I don't believe he was watching it because he thought it was a homer. I think he was watching it because he thought it was a foul ball. And it almost did go left of that 330 foul pole line. Then Hernandez decided, hey, I better run. Who knows what's going to happen? And he started to. Latrell made a good effort for it, but the ball went over the wall right there, just nearly missing going foul over the major fund sign in left field, right on the corner there. So that's a two-run shot, and the Mets double their lead. It's 4-0 now in the top of the fourth. That'll bring up Villavicencio, or Villavicencio. Kevin Villavicencio, he'll take the first pitch. At 93 miles per hour, the fastball goes wide of the plate to the right-handed hitter. I was kind of shocked that Hernandez stood there for a moment. Like I said, I do not think at all that he was admiring his hit, but more like trying to figure out if that was going to stay foul or fair. I think he really thought it was going foul. Wind is blowing in, but, pushing that ball more towards that it would go foul. Two balls, no strikes, two outs. Bases are clear now. Machma just has to focus on the hitter here at the plate, and he does. Goes upstairs, high heat. Villavicencio swings and misses. He's 0-for-1, grounded out back in the second. That great defensive play by Spahn saved it from becoming a hit. Here's the 2-1. This ball's hit up in the air deep to left center. Going back all the way to the track, trying to get a beat on it, and he does. Latrell brings it in. That'll end the inning, but not before the Mets score 3 runs and take the 4-0 lead to the bottom of the fourth here at the Dean. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
No errors and no hookup. While you're running third base or walking the front door, there's no place like home. Visit nationwide.com. Learn more about protecting your family, your future, your home, and your auto. Nationwide, proud sponsor of minor league baseball.
Nationwide is a proud partner of minor league baseball. When life throws you a curveball, Nationwide Protection knocks you out of the park. They really go to bat for you. Those comments are swinging.
Harborside hosts Jupiter's largest waterfront destination. For dining, shopping, and entertainment, located in the Intercoastal Waterway, just 5 miles away, Harborside features 6 restaurants, boutique-style shopping, and a winning grand hotel. Harborside's a great spot to take the family after a day at the ballpark. Be sure to check out the waterfront market happenings every Sunday with local vendors and handmade goods. HarborsidePlace.com for learn more. On the fourth for the Hammerheads, center fielder number 6, Javier Sandoval.
Javier Sanoa will come up to the plate for the Jupiter Hammerheads here in the bottom of the fourth. It's time to wake up the bats here for the Hammerheads as they only have 1 hit, no runs. Where the Mets, 4 hits and 4 runs. Ventura, 54 pitches, 29 for strikes. Misses here, though, to Sanoa. So 1 ball and no strikes. Righty and righty matchup. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Beautiful curveball there by Ventura. Sanoa, Latrell, and Lewis for the Hammerheads. 3, 4, and 5, the heart of the order. Called strike. 1 and 2. Lots going on here at the Dean tonight. And this weekend, here's the 1-2 off the end of the bat, hard ground ball. Villavicencio scoops it up, throws to first. Sanoa is retired. 4-3 if you're scoring at home. Chase Latrell will step up. The left fielder walked back in the first. Latrell, batting 266, 12 doubles, a triple, and 4 homers on the season. Has 38 hits in 40 games. First pitch shows bunt, bunts it right by the box, foul. So quickly, 0-1. That was a fastball coming at 93. The 0-1. You can hear that glove pop, the catcher's glove, fastball 92. Missing low, 1-1. Ventura faced the Hammerheads back in April, twice in May. Now the count 2-1. Not yet until today in June. So the last time he faced the Hammerheads, pitched just 1 inning on May the 7th. Walked a batter, struck out 1. 3-1 is now the count. Previously, against Jupiter, pitched 5 innings. Another no decision. Allowed 7 hits, 3 runs, all earned. Swing and a miss here. Struck out 5. So full count now to Latrell. In April, the one outing against the Hammerheads, Ventura went 3 1/3, allowed a hit, no runs, walked 4, struck out 6. Latrell on the ground to the first baseman. Hernandez takes it himself, so 2 down. Ian Lewis will step in, the second baseman.
Ian Lewis.
He struck out back in the first. The switch hitter is looking for his 55th hit this season. 10 of those are doubles, 3 triples. Does not have a home run yet this season. First pitch, fastball, swing and a miss. steps out, adjusts his batting gloves, shrugs his shoulders, puts his bat on his left shoulder, standing straight up, the kick, and then he's ready to go. Hard hit ground ball by the third baseman, to the first baseman. But I think the ball hit the plate or his foot. Something had hit because the umpire on the base pass said, wait, dead ball, get back. That's Connor Kroll, or Crawwell, as the manager for the Mets goes out, Gilbert Gomez. Now there'll be a quick meeting between both umpires. Of course, Gilbert wants the out. Doesn't want his pitcher to have to throw any more pitches. Prada's coaching third base for the Hammerheads. So the umpires say nope. We're bringing Lewis back to the plate with two strikes. So nothing and two. Ventura has thrown 65 pitches, 37 of those strikes. Two outs. 0-2 count in favor of the pitcher. Ventura steps back, kicks, delivers, and Lewis gets just a little piece of it. Tips it right by the plate. That'll keep him alive. That was a fastball coming at 93. Who's ready for the College World Series, the Men's College World Series tomorrow? Here's the 0-2. This ball is given a ride into right field and almost dropping for a base hit. But Paz coming in, scoops it up, makes the grab, and Lewis is retired. Soft liner out into right field. It's three up, three down again for the Hammerheads as we head to the top of the fifth with the Mets up 4-0. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Direct your attention to video board left field for the Capital One. What's in your wallet? Shovel. Who's got there first?
Hey fans, I'm here with Bailey, section 117, and she's going to play our Capital One wallet shovel. You ready, Bailey?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Starting number two. What do you think it's going to be? One, two, or three?
Two.
Let's see if you're right. Congratulations. You're coming up with the prize. Thank you.
Pitching change for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Not in the game and on the hill number 54 from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Eliezer Rodriguez. Rodriguez, the new Hammerheads pitcher. Into the top of the fifth inning for the Mets. In a 4-0 ball game, left fielder. Number 56, Wayne McIntyre.
Welcome back. We are in the top of the fifth. New pitcher on the hill for the Hammerheads is Eliezer Rodriguez. And to Blaine McIntosh, he delivers a base hit. The left fielder aboard here. First hitter faced by the reliever Rodriguez, and he gets a hit. So McIntosh is 1-for-2 today.
Catcher number 12, Fernando Villalobos.
That'll bring up the catcher, Fernando Villalobos. Villalobos 0-for-1 as he struck out back in the third. Goes after the first pitch, hits it on the ground. Looks like it'll be a double play. Lewis Despond to Montgomery. So the Hammerheads defense behind Rodriguez here in the fifth. That's what the Hammerheads need. They need 1-2-3. They need to get out of these innings and get those bats going. In the fifth inning here, still time. It's a 4-0 ball game in favor of St. Lucie. Stanley Consuegra on the minor league rehab assignment steps in 0-2. Slightly open stance, pitch delivered, breaking ball. He gets a little bit of wood on it, but that'll go foul into the backstop. Quickly, Consuegra has it really nothing and two on the leadoff hitter. Upstairs, Rodriguez missing. Eliezer, 6-1, 160. The 24-year-old lefty is from Santo Domingo, the Dominican Republic. Doesn't have a record yet this season, but he does have a 1.59 ERA through three games. He started one, has pitched 5 2/3, struck out four. 2-2 is the count to Consuegra. The kick, the pitch, lefty and righty matchup, and Rodriguez goes too far inside. So full count to the leadoff hitter for the Mets. Thomas is on deck with two outs. Hard hit left side. That will bounce just to the left of the line behind third base. Foul. Rolls really quickly to the bullpen for the Hammerheads. Eliezer did not pitch last season. He last pitched in 2021 with the Gulf Coast League Marlins and here with Jupiter. With the Jupiter Hammerheads, pitched in three games, 3.00 ERA. Here he delivers a breaking ball, and Rodriguez loves it as he gets Consuegra to swing and miss. He went right down to one knee trying to get and reach that pitch. 1-2-3 with the help of a double play. Down go the Mets. We'll head to the home half, 4-0. St. Lucie on top here at the Dean. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Financially beneficial work environment for your employees. For more information on Window Gang or to book a service today, visit windowgang.com.
Hey! Hey, you! Yeah, you! You see these things? They're recyclable. You should have placed them into the recycling bin when you're done.
Oh,
and we're back. Quick little pause though, as ball was in play. I think it came right out of the dugout of the Mets. Montgomery spawned Rodriguez, 6-7-8 for the Hammerheads. Ventura remains on the hill for the Mets. He delivers a curveball. Doesn't get the call from the home plate umpire, but the base path umpire says, yep. Montgomery went after that. Strike number one. 68 pitches, 40 for strikes, and there's no one in the bullpen up for Ventura yet. Oh, he goes inside, though, and plunks Montgomery on the left shoulder blade, and Ventura did not mean for that to happen. That's a 91 mile per hour pitch though coming in, but he just lost control of it. Ventura has now hit 8 batters. Definitely has more strikeouts than he has mid by pitches. Montgomery looking down at Ventura, but Ventura's not even looking his way. So Montgomery is aboard. Hey, whatever you got to do for the team, right? Harrison Spahn at the plate, righty on righty matchup. And this ball gets away. This is at 77. Gets away from Ventura. Way upstairs, Villalobos just has to get it off the Kareem off the backstop. And Montgomery is just standing at second base now with that wild pitch. Spahn's like, what happened? This guy had so much control. The last three innings, it was 3 up, 3 down, 2, 3, and 4 innings that the Hammerheads could not master a hit. Only have one hit on the board. That was the third batter in the first inning for Jupiter, an infield base hit. For Sanoa, here's the one. Oh, that was generous then, too, because, you know, infield base hit. It was a tricky play, an error by Williams on the throw, and Sanoa ended up at second base. Upstairs and missing. 2 balls and no strikes. Here's the pitch. Strike delivered at the knees. Two and one. Runner at second base. Ooh, I had a big yawn there. How come? I don't know. I've been on vacation with a 6-7 hour difference. There's a challenge call. Count 3 and 1. It is a ball, so I believe that challenge is against the Mets. Coming inside with the hook and missing. So Spahn heads to first base. That's the second walk allowed. Ventura has not walked a batter since the first inning. Still nobody up in the bullpen. But as I speak, there is movement. Guys are, you know, a few are standing up and doing arm circles. So we'll see. We'll see. Hammerheads can take advantage, though, right here with Christian Rodriguez. He has the ability to hit the long ball. 5 doubles, 5 triples on the season. He's driven in 18. He struck out back in the second. Righty and lefty matchup. We've got runners at first and second for the Hammerheads and no outs. Mets up 4-0. Rodriguez awaiting the pitch. Here it comes. Inside missing. Christian will take ball one. The Hammerheads with 2 outs. Sanoa got the infield base hit on the air advance to second. Latrell walked, but then Ian Lewis struck out, and that ended the inning. After that, no runner was aboard for the Hammerheads until Montgomery was hit by a pitch here in the fifth to lead things off. Wild pitch, he's at second base. Spahn walked, he's at first. 2 straight balls delivered by Ventura. He's definitely gotten wild here in the fifth inning. The 2-0 kick, the pitch inside. So another 3 straight balls after walking Spahn and hitting Montgomery. No one's throwing yet, but there's a catcher up and a pitcher with a ball and a glove in his hand in the bullpen for the Mets. Here's the 3-0 pitch, and that'll miss inside at 93. So Ventura has lost control here in the fifth, and we'll see if the Hammerheads can take advantage with no outs. The number 9 hitter coming to the plate, Fernandez. Montgomery to third, Spahn to second, Rodriguez at first. Pitching coach for the Mets, Dan McKinney, goes out to the mound, talking to his pitcher and catcher, allowing his reliever to warm up. probably telling them, hey, you know what? You can do this. Give us some more time. Give us another out. We've got bases loaded, any base. We're up 4-0. You've got a comfortable lead. But how comfortable can you feel when you haven't had control at all this inning? You hit the batter who's at third. You walk the next two. And you have the tying run at the plate in Andrew Fernandez. Fernandez, 0 for 1 today, flied out to left back in the third. It would be a great time to see Andrew, South Florida product, getting the opportunity here as he was signed and with the Hammerheads as a minor league free agent this season. Bases juice, no outs. Ventura delivers a curveball for the strike inside. He couldn't control that with the last three hitters, but he did right there to Fernandez. The righty hitter. Check swing. Does he go? Yes, says the umpire behind the plate. Justin Hopkins. Nothing and two. Fernandez awaiting the pitch. Bat on his right shoulder. He brings it up. Here it comes. Fastball right at the eyes of Fernandez. He lays off of it. One ball, two strikes. The kick, and ooh, that almost hit Fernandez. That just missed him by an inch. That curveball that he has so much control over just went way far inside. Stayed up, too, before it broke. Two balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch, and that'll miss upstairs. So the count going full. Fernandez with the good eye here. He has 11 hits in 18 games. Fans are cheering because the bases are loaded. Count is full, no outs. The pitch, this one is hit into center field. On the run is Thomas. The throw coming in, there goes the runner Montgomery. He will make it safely to home plate, scoring. And that's a sacrifice fly off the bat of Fernandez to center field, picking up the ribby with no outs. So Fernandez doing his job. He battled. He was down nothing and two, went to full count, and then took that pitch into center field deep enough so that there would be no play at the plate and Montgomery could score. One out only, runners at first and second. We're back up to the top of the order for Jupiter. They're just hacking away right here. Rather chipping away, little by little, picking up that one run. Righty on righty matchup. Curveball inside for the strike. Starting Roberts off, much like he did Fernandez. Roberts is 0 for 2 as he has popped up to the shortstop, both trips up to the plate. Round draft pick in 2022. Roberts is batting 281. Here's the 0-1. He's giving this ball a ride to left field. On the run is McIntosh. He slides, makes the grab, throws it in. Everybody's got to get back to their bases. And quickly, Spahn slides into second. The tag that was applied as the throw comes in. And Spahn is out at second base, so doubled up. What a great job of hitting off the bat of Roberts, but an even greater defensive play by McIntosh as he dives for the ball and then has the ability to get up, make the throw, and Spahn was so far, he thought that ball was going to drop into third base that he couldn't get back in time. So that'll be how things end here in the fifth. But the Hammerheads are on the board for the first time tonight. St. Lucie has the 4-1 lead as we go to the top of the sixth. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Put your attention on the field. Time now for the very fresh pancake stack. We have it, folks.
Hey fans, I'm here with Team Pancakes and Team Syrup, and they're going to do our very fresh pancake stack. Are you guys ready? On your mark, get set, go. Oh, it looks like Team Syrup is a winner. They're going on the prize. Thank you.
Okay, this is Melissa Ray serving breakfast, lunch, and brunch. Celebrate sweet cherries, the very fresh river. Sixth inning for the Mets, center fielder Rylan Thomas.
At the plate. All right, I just took a drink of water, but I guess my mouth isn't working quite yet. Rylan Thomas, I wanted to say Ryan, that's why, is at the plate, shows bunt, pulls it back. Now takes the next pitch, so 1-1 is the count. I missed the internet, but that's okay. We still were giving you a good game here as, unfortunately, though, Rylan Thomas hits the ball on the ground. It goes all the way into right field in the corner, and he'll get a triple out of this. So 1-1, breaking ball delivered by Rodriguez. He's the reliever that came in last inning for Machma. And Thomas, the lefty at the plate, off the lefty on the hill,
shortstop, Jet Williams,
pulls the ball into that Bermuda Triangle over there in right field as the ball just knocks around like a pinball machine. Thomas with the leadoff triple here in the sixth. Mets don't need more runners or more runs, do they? Jet Williams takes a big hack. He just swung it air there as Rodriguez delivers the 80-mile-per-hour pitch. Williams way out in front. Nothing in one with a runner at third. Here's the pitch. Fastball right at the knees for the strike. Infield playing in, slightly shifted with the righty at the plate. Williams doing a Nomar Garcia para. Oh, we've got a challenge. The call was overturned. It's 1-1. Didn't notice. Hard hit on the ground through the infield. That'll play Thomas. 5-1 lead for the Mets. So Jet Williams overturned the call. Had a 1-1 count. Got Rodriguez thinking. And then was able to pick up the RBI single with no outs.
Third baseman number one, Wilfredo Lara.
Nice job, a nice work there. You know, kind of keeping Eliezer off balance after losing that, or winning that challenge call. First pitch to Lara. That's a deep fly ball. It keeps going back, back, back. And Sanoa runs out of room. Another two-run home run. This off the bat of Lara. The last two-run shot was off the bat of Hernandez. But Lara with his eighth homer of the season. And he picks up RBI number 19 and 20. Boy, the Mets didn't need any more runs, but they felt like they did. Quickly, they've added three more here in the sixth, and they have the 7-1 lead now. That quickly got out of here. Looking at the flags, I don't see. It's just a slight breeze because that looked like it would be something caught by Sanoa, but that ball just kept going and going and going. It had a lot of carry to it. The 1-0 lefty and lefty matchup. Eliezer misses outside. Wow. I I heard someone just say long day. Who are they referring to? Three balls and one strike here to pause. Just realized that I messed up my scorebook here. And I'll have to fix that in a minute. Pop up in the infield to McCann's at third. He dances around, finds the ball, makes the grab, so Paz is retired as he pops up to third. That's one out. Jose Hernandez will step in. He was the one that had the two-run shot back in the fourth. I just realized, thankfully I have white out, that I had given Williams a single, but then I, for some reason, went back and also gave him the home run. Even though there already has a single there. That's okay. I'm fixing it now. Whoops, sorry about that. That was a slam down by my whiteout right by the mic. 1-1 to Hernandez. Infield and outfield, both straight away. Infield playing deep. Here's the 1-1. Missing inside. 2-1 to Hernandez, who is 1-for-2. Struck out looking in the second with the help of the challenge rule and the ABS. Two-run home run in the fourth. Chopper up the middle out of the reach of Elizer. Backing him up as Spahn on the run. The throw to first is in time. Hernandez is retired as he grounds out. That's what the Hammerheads need.
About the second baseman, number 3, Kevin Villavicencio.
Villavicencio, I believe. Villavicencio, Kevin, that is. Resides in Mexico. 0-for-2 today. Hard hit on the ground. Couple of hops in the glove of Spahn. Long throw to first to Montgomery. It's in time. And Villavicencio grounds out to end things, but not before the Mets score three more runs, a two-run shot that gives them the 7-1 lead as we head to the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. New pitcher on the hill in relief for Ventura for the Mets is Sal Garcia. First pitch missing low and away to Jordan McCants. For the Hammerheads here in the home half of the sixth, it's McCants, Sanoa, and Latrell. Upstairs, 95-mile-per-hour fastball, swing and a miss by McCants. Righty and lefty matchup. Next pitch. That catches the corner for the strike at 94. 1-2 is the count to McCants, who's 0 for 2 today. Struck out and grounded out his previous two times up to the plate. And fastball outside, out of the reach of McCants as he swings and misses. The second time that he'll strike out today. Sanoa will step up to the plate. Righty and righty matchup. Sanoa is 1-2. Infield base hit back in the first, then grounded out to second in the fourth. Latrell is on deck. Here's the pitch. Fastball at 96. Catches the outside part of the plate just barely. Eight hits for the Mets, seven runs. One hit off the bat of this guy right here at the plate, Sanoa, and one run scored. Both teams have one error apiece. Strike called. Count 1-1. Here it comes. Hook inside, that'll miss. The Little Leaguers. They have the thunder sticks right now and have been banging them in between innings to the music. I think they're just bopping each other on the head now. The 2-1 pitch, and that sails foul. Nobody's running after it. I guess that one just kept going a little bit towards Main Street and the square. It is Friday. I don't hear any music. Usually there's something going on in the square, the amphitheater here, the food trucks. Chopper right side, waiting on it is Villavicencio. Short throw to first. Sanoa grounds out for the second time to the second baseman here tonight. Two down, Chase Latrell will step up to the plate. He's the cleanup hitter for the Hammerheads. We've got to get things going here. Latrell walked in the first, but then grounded out to first back in the fourth. The book has been closed on both starting pitchers as my yellow highlighter rolls away from me on the floor. And Garcia delivers a strike to Latrell. Machma for the Hammerheads went four innings, allowed four hits, four runs, only three earned. Did not walk a hitter and struck out four. Gave up one home run, that two-run shot to Hernandez. His ERA now stands at 6.08. Solid outing from Machma till the fourth. That was a tough inning for him. Rodriguez came in relief. 1-1, swing and a miss. Latrell couldn't connect with the 94-mile-per-hour fastball. So 1-2, two outs. Ventura, let me check and double-check my scorebook with what we've got here on game day. Went five innings as he hits Latrell. That's Garcia, the reliever for Ventura. So with two outs, Latrell will head to first base. Ian Lewis will step up to the plate. So Ventura, five innings of work, one hit, one run. It was earned. Walk three, struck out three, hit a batter. His ERA lowered to 4.60. Lewis takes the first pitch for a strike. Ian is 0-1 today. He struck out back in the first, lined out to right in the fourth. Montgomery's on deck. Righty and lefty matchup. From the stretch, Garcia peers over his left shoulder at first, then delivers. He'll miss low. Williams and Lara, third and shortstop, have shifted over to their left as they are positioned against the switch hitter Lewis, who's batting from the left side. Here's the 1-1 at the letters for the strike. 1-2. Space night tomorrow here at the Dean. Let me see if I can pull up some information for you, but I believe it's a 6 o'clock start tomorrow on Saturday. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss, says Garcia, threw the fastball upstairs. Lewis strikes out for the second time tonight and leaves Latrell stranded at first base. So no runs, no hits, no errors, but one man left on base. We'll head to the top of the seventh, 7-1. Mets on top. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
It's the time now for the Flex Scan, presented by Baptist Health. Let's see all you macho men flex those muscles.
Gonna evict me, hey, you know I'm here to stay, never clocking out, big bottles we popping out, no telling where we stopping now, and I represent the ATO, on the track with FABO, you know we go home.
Welcome back, top of the seventh. Rodriguez remains on the hill for the Hammerheads. He's pitching to Blaine McIntosh. One ball, one strike. It's McIntosh via Lobos and Consuegra as McIntosh shows bunt, pulls it back. 1-2 is the count. 7-1 lead for the Mets here in the seventh. They have 8 hits, 7 runs, swing and a miss. Eliezer picking up the strikeout here in the seventh after a rough sixth inning. Hernandez, or actually Rodriguez, facing 8-9-1 here for the Mets.
Villalobos
stepping in, lefty on lefty matchup. McIntosh was a lefty too, facing the lefty on the hill. Strike delivered, first pitch to Villalobos. Villalobos, the catcher, is 0-2, struck out, then hit into a double play. Takes the next pitch, 1-1. One out, pop up, as Villalobos gets jammed, and ooh, that's a tough play for Lewis. Looks like it was a pop-up that he could have made easily, but then, you know, the wind's not really blowing right now.
But he
did not quickly get back onto the grass behind second. Roberts was coming in, but if Lewis didn't catch that, that would have been a hit there. Swing and a miss by Consuegra. We're back up to the top of the order with 2 outs. 0-2 is Consuegra. He's the designated hitter. Popped out, struck out. The next 2 trips up to the plate. 1-1 is the count. It's about time we need to sneak in some scores here, right? This ball's getting awry, but it's going foul. The Mets have a couple of their top prospects in the lineup today is Jet Williams, the number 3 hitter, also mentioned his first-round draft pick, the 19-year-old, is the 3rd prospect in the Mets organization, according to MLB Pipeline. Jordani Ventura with the starting pitcher, the number 17 prospect. Miami has two of their prospects here in the game tonight. Ian Lewis, number 15, and Sanoa, the 30th. Number 30th prospect. Boy, that's the most cheers and boos we've gotten is the foul ball into the stands. Here comes another one. All right, who's this supposed to go to? It's coming back up. It's the roof, get ready. Did it fall off? Yeah, it did. Now there's a race for it. Oh, fight on the stairs. There's enough balls to go around, everyone. Here's the 1-2, and that'll miss upstairs and outside. More action here with the foul balls and the Little Leaguers. I remember the days when my son was one of the only ones out here. He'd have a dozen balls. Hard hit, ground ball off the glove of McCants at third into left field. Rounding first base is Consuegra. He'll double. That was off the glove of McCants. It was hard hit ball. He went down to one knee and the ball just popped right out, tried to backhand it. So that'll be a base hit for Consuegra, or double.
For the Mets, the center fielder, number 9, Rylan Thomas.
Rylan Thomas, who was a tongue twister last inning for me, will step up to the plate here against Rodriguez. The last time he faced him in the 6th, just last inning, that's when things just fell apart. Thomas was the leadoff hitter in the 6th, and he tripled. Then Jet Williams singled, drove in Thomas. Then Lara came up and hit a 2-run home run, and that's how they scored 3 of their runs out of the 7. Chopper, right side, staying fair, picked up by the first baseman, Montgomery, bobbles it, but just hangs onto it and taps the bag right before Thomas comes down the line, and that'll end things. The Mets leave one stranded, no runs, one hit, no errors. We head to the bottom of the 7th. Time to stretch at home, grab your refreshments, and sing along here with the fans here at the Dean. Torrin Montgomery at the plate here to lead things off in the bottom of the 7th for the Hammerheads. Saul Garcia came in relief last inning for Ventura. Still on the hill. First pitch strike to Montgomery. Righty on righty matchup. Framed nicely by the catcher, but ball called by the home plate umpire. Montgomery takes ball number 1. It's 1-1. Last pitch was at 94. Another ball. Villalobos is holding that glove on the outside part of the plate but not getting the call. Not challenging it either. Here's the 2-1 breaking ball in on the hands of Montgomery. He swings quickly at the last minute as he waited on it, but it goes foul right side. The Mets scored first in the first. They had the 1-0 lead. Then in the fourth, they added three more, so it was 4-0. Hammerheads did score in the bottom of the fifth, so 4-1 ball game. So the game was still in reach for the Hammerheads. But then in the sixth, as the ball goes foul right side, Mets scored three more runs, and now it's a 7-1 ball game in favor of the Mets. Right now, the Hammerheads lead the series 2-1, but are very close to having the series even up. Outside, strike three, called by the home plate umpire, not challenged, and Montgomery goes down looking.
The shortstop of the three, Harrison Spahn.
Harrison Spahn steps in. Spahn, the shortstop, is 0-for-1 today, popped out in the second, walked in the fifth. Two 2-run home runs have helped drive in four of the 7 runs for the Mets. Spahn takes ball one. Action in the bullpen for the Hammerheads as we speak. There's a righty warming up. The pitch, and that is strike number one. Breaking ball, almost a sweeper there. Going right to left. Here's the 1-1. As Garcia stretch, delivers, foul tip. One ball, two strikes. Little breeze blowing in, I can feel it. Not as much as before. I did say I was gonna look up some scores. We've got one out here. Let me see what I can find out as far as the Marlins and Mets here tonight. Missing wide of the plate. Two balls and two strikes, I believe, right? Strike three, fastball. Spahn out. Two strikeouts in a row. That'll bring up Christian Rodriguez, the number 8 hitter for the Hammerheads. As I'm still trying to get these scores here. Things are moving quickly here in the bottom of the 7th. Not in favor of the Hammerheads. Ooh, the Reds. The Reds on an 11-game win streak are now losing 7-5 to the Braves at home. And I heard it was a sellout for the whole weekend. Rodriguez, one ball, no strikes. He takes the first pitch with two outs. The Marlins are at home facing the Pirates this weekend. They're up 1-0 in the top of the 8th. They started, I think, 10 minutes later than our game, and they are in the 8th with the 1-0 lead. The Mets are down by 1. They're facing the Phillies on the road. It's a 2-1 Phillies lead headed to the 5th. Big series in London this weekend as the Cubs and Cardinals are on the other side of the pond. Two balls, two strikes. So the Mets are losing, the Marlins are winning. Both 1-run games. And the Reds, I think that we read yesterday that as the ball's hit opposite to the left side, could be trouble for McIntosh, and it is. Rounding first base, headed to second is Rodriguez. He'll halt up at second as he does run past the bag, trying to, you know, take a look if he can get to third. So Rodriguez going opposite with two outs, picks up his 6th double of the season into left field. That'll bring up Andrew Fernandez, who drove in the one and only run last inning for the Hammerheads. sacrifice fly with the bases loaded. He worked an 0-2 count to a full count to a sacrifice fly. Curveball, first pitch, inside ball. One ball, no strikes. Ooh, we've got a little fan here. All right, let's cheer on the Hammerheads, I hope, right? Runner in scoring position with two outs. Here's the 1-0. Another curveball. That's a strike over the plate. Hard to believe that this is the beginning of the second half today in the Florida State League as the ball gets by the catcher. Wild pitch that'll have Rodriguez going to third base. He jogs in over to the bag. And do you know that at the end of July, I believe July 25th, we are headed over to the ballpark of the Palm Beaches for the rest of the season. So if you're coming out to the ballpark and you want to see the Dean before things get knocked down here, you need to come early, come now. Here's the 2-1, because in late July, and even before that, things are probably going to start getting knocked down. I'm not sure what's going first. If it's, I heard way in the beginning it's supposed to be the clubhouses. But so at the end of July through August, through the playoffs, our home field will be the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. The 3-1 strike at the knees to make the count full here on the catcher Fernandez with a runner at third base and two outs. We played a couple of games at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches before the pandemic, getting ready for the All-Star game here in the Florida State League. Wild pitch knocks off the catcher. I think that's ball number four. It is. So Fernandez will head to first base. Now the Hammerheads have runners at the corners with two outs, but we're back up to the top of the order for the Hammerheads. Brent Roberts. Roberts is 0-for-3, a couple of pop-ups, and he hit into a double play. Deep fly ball into left. And then Spahn was doubled up at second to end the inning. But we played a few games that 2019 season before the pandemic, because we had the Florida State League All-Star game here and they wanted to, you know, get the field ready and make it nice and pretty for the All-Star game, because there are so many games that go on here at the Dean from spring training on. Here's the 0-1 missing wide. Righty on righty matchup with Roberts at the plate. This time we're going to have quite a bit of the season. We'll have the last week of July, all of August, the beginning of September. I believe September 11th is the final game of the regular season, and then at least one game of the playoffs at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Wouldn't that be wild? If the Hammerheads, we know the Cardinals are in the playoffs, the Hammerheads too, and we see a championship for one of our teams being won on the road, not even here at the Dean. That would be wild. Two balls, two strikes. It's a beautiful ballpark if you haven't been there. Great, great berm to sit out, grassy berm out in the field. The concourse goes all the way around the ballpark, so you can catch home run balls if they don't fall into the bullpens, because the bullpens are out in left and right field, but you get to see the guys warming up out there. And great food. Here's the 2-2 in the air, drops into center for a base hit, RBI. The Hammerheads have two runs on the board now as Rodriguez crosses the plate. So Fernandez pushed over to second, Roberts at first with a two-out RBI single into center field.
Third baseman number four, Jordan
McCants will step up to the plate. Now there is a pitcher warming up in the bullpen for the Mets, and the pitching coach is going out, giving his reliever a little more time and talking to Saul Garcia, who looks so good in the sixth. Here in the seventh, struck out the first two batters, Montgomery and Spahn, and then gave up the two-out double to Rodriguez, walked Fernandez, and allowed Brent Roberts to single in a run. Both bullpens busy here. 9 hits for the Mets, 7 runs, 1 error, 3 hits with 2 runs for the Hammerheads and 1 error. We know the Hammerheads bats can do it. They're here in the 7th with 2 outs, runners at 1st and 2nd. Going after the first pitch is McCants. He pops it up in foul territory. It could be out of play, and it is. It's a one hop on the cement by the Guanabanas. Did I say that right? Guanabananas. No. Guanabanas. That's right. It's a funny name, folks. It's a funny name. Right over there by the Tiki Hut. It's in such an odd place. It's great to have a Tiki Hut. You know, we're here in South Florida, just close to the ocean. Everybody wants to go to a tiki bar, right? But you can't see the game from there. So hopefully when we do the remodeling, the demolition, and rebuilding of this ballpark that has been here since 1998, that we'll have a tiki bar and other things that are right where you can watch the game. Isn't that great? I know a lot of ballparks here in the Florida State League, and during spring training, you can, you know, have your cocktail and sit at the bar or sit wherever and watch the ball game at the same time. 1-2 is the count. McCants, big swing and a miss. I don't think the concourse is going to go all the way around here at the ballpark, but it's going to wrap around a little bit. Upstairs, fastball, swing and a miss. McCants sits down, ends the inning, leaves two stranded. But the Hammerheads pick up one more and are down by 5 as we head to the top of the 8th. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Every heart's unique, which is why it's important to know your heart's unique numbers and entrust your care with specialists that will help you never miss a beat. Since performing in Hammers,
you can beat the war. You can talk to God, go banging on his door. You can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock. Yeah. You can move a mountain, you can break rocks. You can be a master, don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you can find yourself.
Standing in the Hall of Fame.
You can run the mile. You can walk straight through hell with a smile.
You could be the hero. You get the gold. Breaking all the records they thought never could be broke.
Yeah, do it for your people. Do it for your pride. You're never gonna know if you never even try.
Do it for your country. Do it for your name. Cause there's gonna be a day when you're
standing in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And the world's gonna know your name.
Politicians, be preachers, yeah. Be believers, be leaders, be astronauts, be champions, be truth seekers, be students, be teachers, be politicians, be preachers, preachers.
All right, we're back. We've got a new pitcher on the hill for the Jupiter Hammerheads. The righty reliever is Brady Encarnacion. Facing Jet Williams, who is 1-for-2, sacrifice fly in the first, grounded out in the fourth, single, drove in a run, and scored a run. Takes the first pitch strike and is fooled by the curveball for strike number 2. Takes that, too. Encarnacion, 6'3", 185 from the Dominican, strikes out Williams with 3 pitches. That's what we need right now from the Hammerheads, going after their top prospect here. They're number 3, I believe. Yes, 3. The 19-year-old overall in the organization. The highest prospect here with St. Lucie. Righty-on-righty matchup. Alfredo Lara takes ball number 1. He's the cleanup hitter who is 2-for-3. Couple of big hits. Doubled in the 4th, scored a run. 2-run home run in the 6th. So he has scored two runs as two ribbies and two big hits. Strike delivered. Curveball. The 1-1 coming at him off the end of the bat. That's a deep fly ball. Sanoa going after it. Twists, turns just short of the warning track. Makes the grab, and that's out number two. Hit it deep. Sanoa's got it. No problem. Encarnacion, 22 years of age. Played for the Hammerheads last season, too. Fastball inside to the left-handed hitter. Pause. He wants to challenge it. Strike called, and strike it is. So I believe St. Lucie has lost two challenges, I believe. Here's the 0-1. Pop up, left side. Latrell waits on it, makes the grab. Paz is retired. Three up, three down. Carnacio making it look so easy. We'll head to the bottom of the eighth, 7-2, Mets on top. You're listening to Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Your attention, please, with the owner of a blue Chevy Malibu license plate TK96BM. Please report to the information booth at the concourse. Cause you have the dirtiest car in the parking lot. We gotta give you a free car wash from Unlimited on the lot. Seven locations for five right here in the public place. Visit our friends at Unlimited on the Wash for 100% professional and car wash services, along with quality vehicle detailing.
We are having fun here on TGIF. Thank goodness it's Friday baseball here at the Dean. Hammerheads down by five. We're getting down to our last at-bats here, bottom of the eighth. Garcia on the hill still here for the Mets. He leans in, takes the signs, but he has taken up too much time. So a pitch clock violation against Garcia. One ball, no strikes. Here to Sanoa. Taking a look at the scores. I just got a notification as Garcia says, hey, well, I'll just deliver the strike. He hits the outside part of the plate. 1-1 to Sanoa. Joey Votto. Or you can say Votto if you want. For the lead, his second homer of the night is a three-run go-ahead shot as the Reds go for win number 12 in a row off the bat of Sanoa. Up the middle, he gets a base hit to lead things off here for the Hammerheads. So Sanoa with his second hit tonight. This one hit off the mound, went up the middle, and without that shift, the infielders could not get to it quick enough before it went into center field. Latrell will step up to the plate. He is 0-for-1 as he has walked and been hit by a pitch. Grounded out in between. Takes first pitch, ball. What else is going on? Well, in Tampa, the Tarpons beat Fort Myers 5-3. That's good news for Tampa because I believe they finished. Let me check out if they finished in the basement in the West in the first half. So that would be definitely positive for Tampa. Oh, no, they didn't. Lakeland actually finished lower than Tampa. four teams in the East, six in the West are a little bit unbalanced. Clearwater took the West. Tampa was in fifth place there. Below 500 record, but and then Lakeland in the basement. Two balls and a strike. That was challenged. Call overturned. The pitch inside missing. So three balls here on Latrell. Let's see if I can pull up the rest of the Florida State League scores fairly quickly. No outs. Runner at first for the Hammerheads. All the little leaguers are staying out. They're having fun here tonight. I see a very young fan who's out for the count. It's okay. It's getting late. You made it through most of the game, but he's snuggled up with his dad, now his mom, as Latrell gets ball number four, heads to first base. Sanoa moved to second. So Ian Lewis, the number five here in the lineup for the Hammerheads, he's got a chance to knock in a couple here. No outs. Runners at first and second. Righty and lefty matchup. Lewis has struggled at the plate, though, tonight. Struck out twice, lined out once. Swing and a miss here. Not all the fans are sleeping. I hear them, do you? Garcia misses wide. One ball and one strike. So in the eighth in Dunedin, Clearwater's up 7-4. They won the first half and they're starting off the second half. Looks like they might win tonight's ball game. Bradenton on the road is up 11-1. Lakeland back to their losing ways in the second half. It's the bottom of the seventh there. The Cardinals are losing to Daytona in the bottom of the sixth. 3-0. Tortugas, looks like it's delayed though right now. They're getting some rain probably up there. Surprised we haven't down here. Tampa, as we said, was a final 5-3 at home. Two balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch. Strike number three. Lewis wants that one challenged. Oh, I don't know. That's a strike. Yeah. I just didn't think that. Ian just did not want to go down looking. But that was, it was close. But good from up here. So Lewis has struck out three times today. And Jupiter loses one of their challenges. Not sure if they've lost. We need it on the board here. We need a challenge box to see where we are, as I've lost track. Sometimes the guys are just adjusting their helmets. Like, are they challenging? 0-1. Montgomery at the plate. Here comes the pitch. He's jammed dribbler to second. Shuffle throw to second base. Relay to first. It's in time. The double play gets the Mets out of this. The Hammerheads so close, but down by 5. 7-2 Mets on top. We head to the ninth. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
You can bid on game-worn and signed jerseys from the Friday night celebration. Proceeds from the auction benefit Compass Community Center auction is on July 1st. Post your bid now at palmbeachcardinals.com/auction.
in the top of the ninth inning, Brady Encarnacion. He came in relief last inning. He is facing Hernandez via Vicencio and McIntosh. 6-7 and 8 for the Mets. 1-1 pitch inside, breaking ball jammed in on the hands. It'll be a pop-up that McCants is able to get on the grass in front of the shortstop, close to the mound. Jordan had a beat on it the whole way. Encarnacion, nice breaking ball that went right on the hands of Hernandez to get him to pop up. 1-2-3, Encarnacion went after Williams, Lara, and Paz, the middle of the order. And now he's going right after 6-7 and 8. Via Vicencio, first pitch, and he'll hit this one foul, coming back out of play. Hammerheads scored one run in the fifth, one in the seventh, swing and a miss by Via Vicencio. And with four hits, the Hammerheads only have two runs. Game number four of the six-game set. Hammerheads have the 2-1 lead this series, but are in trouble right now and are down by five. Could even things up here, the Mets could, here in game four. 1-2, one out, here's the pitch. Curveball inside, tapped. Stays fair down the line. Fielded by Encarnacion. Nice throw to first, it's in time. So Via Vicencio was jammed by the breaking ball. Looked like it would dribble foul, but stayed to the left of the line, and Encarnacion was right on top of it. Played it nicely. And his throw made it just in time to first base. So the second baseman has grounded out. 1-3, two down. Blaine McIntosh comes up to the plate. First pitch, McIntosh takes ball one. Encarnacion is just working very quickly as he turns, delivers, fastball missing. One ball and one strike. We're in the top of the ninth. Two two-run home runs have helped the Mets. That's four runs that they scored. With a 7-2 lead, fastball knees, wanting to challenge it is McIntosh. It stays and is not overturned, so I believe the Mets have used all three of their challenges. Here is the two. Wait. The count is wrong. The challenge is here. Challenge by Jupiter. I think the umpire said ball. It is not overturned. It stays a ball. So I don't know if Jupiter's lost all theirs now. Umpire's writing things down. We've got to have a way to better keep track of these challenges. I know he is. He's jotted it down. He has got a paper and pen right there. Both teams might be out of their challenges. We'll see. Because that last one. Was not overturned there. All right, we've got two outs. As McIntosh walked to first base. Villalobos is at the plate. Here's the 1-0. And Encarnacion misses. Sometimes having those challenges really gets in the head of pitchers. Hitters, too. Takes you a minute. And then the pitch clock just keeps on going, so you got to go. Runner at first was going to go. Took a couple steps, and they weren't the shuffle kind. I think Encarnacion wants to challenge. They don't have any more challenges. Yeah, I think that's what he's trying to do because he like shrugged his shoulders and said, hey, what's up there? And then, so I don't know if he's questioning, can't challenge it. Nelson's chattering from the dugout. I think they're done with their challenges. Here's the 3-0. Call strike. Villalobos just waiting for a strike to be called. He'll take it. So two outs, 3-1 is the count. Runner at first base, Encarnacion delivers upstairs, swing and a miss. Count now full on the number 9 hitter for the Mets. Crowd a little quiet now. We're here in the ninth inning. We had some partying go on. Oh, over on the left side here. I just noticed all the kids. They're still having fun here at the Dean. Here's the payoff pitch. Villalobos staying alive as he fouls that one off. McIntosh getting in a little run there. He's the left fielder. He's used to running. Ooh, more kids are moving to the left side over here. What's going on? All the kids are gathering with their gloves. Over on the third base side, here's the pitch. Runner going. Check swing. No, he didn't go. So with two outs, Encarnacion has now walked back-to-back hitters. That's number 8 and 9 in the lineup, too.
Designated hitter, number 51, Stanley Consuegra.
Back up to the top of the order on his minor league rehab assignment is Consuegra. He doubled. That was his first hit here in his rehab assignment with the Mets. 1-for-4 night with a couple of strikeouts. Consuegra, 22 years of age, from the Dominican. With St. Lucie last year in 66 games, batted .251, 8 home runs. Strike number 1 on the leadoff hitter. Had 14 doubles, 4 triples, and drove in 32 in those 66 games. In Brooklyn, in high A, pretty much matched everything, average a little lower. With Brooklyn this season, before his rehab assignment, was batting .246 with 19 ribbies, 9 doubles. He is a doubles hitter. I believe he struck out a lot of times, though. 77 of those 66 games last year. The 1-1 breaking ball, Consuegra leaves off of it. Let's it go by. How about that? Definitely a doubles hitter. Drives in runs, but strikes out a lot. Here's the 2-1. Strike at the letters. Runners at first and second, two outs, top of the ninth. Mets up 7-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, here's the pitch. Ooh, just missing outside, so the count goes full to the leadoff hitter for the Mets. Ryland Thomas could be back up this inning. He has been batting a lot just in the last couple of innings. Led off in the sixth, ended the seventh. Could bat here in the ninth. Payoff pitch, swing and a miss, and that'll do it. That's the end of the ninth for the Mets. The Hammerheads are down to their last 3 outs as the Mets lead 7-2. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. We'll be right back.
in the bottom of the ninth inning for the Hammerheads, leading off the shortstop and three, Harrison Paul.
Welcome back. Well, the Hammerheads are down to their last three outs here in the ninth, 7-2 lead for the Mets. Harrison Spahn at the plate takes ball one. Garcia remains on the hill. This is his fourth inning of work in relief of Ventura. Two balls, no strikes to Spahn. It's Spahn, Rodriguez, and Fernandez. 7-8-9 here for the Hammerheads. The shortstop for the Hammerheads is 0-2 today. Popped up, walked, and then struck out. The kick, the pitch, missing outside. Fastball at 92, so Garcia has thrown three straight balls here to Spahn. Nine hits for the Mets, seven runs, one error. For the Hammerheads, four hits and two runs with one error. Here comes the 3-0 pitch, inside, missing. Fastball at 92, so Spahn will head to first base. The Hammerheads have a base runner here in the ninth. They need a few more. And a few more base runners and five more runs to tie things up. Rodriguez, slightly open stance, righty and lefty matchup. Breaking ball strike, first pitch. St. Lucie scored one in the first, three in the third, and three more in the sixth. Here's the 0-1 swing and a miss. Lots of movement on that last pitch at 79. The Hammerheads scored one in the fifth and one in the seventh. In the fifth, Montgomery, he was hit by a pitch. Spahn walked, Rodriguez walked, bases loaded. Fernandez, sacrifice fly, drove in the one run. Garcia delivers ball one. It's a 1-2 count here to Rodriguez. Runner at first for the Hammerheads. This is game one of the second half here in the Florida State League. Garcia delivering another breaking ball wide at the plate outside, and Rodriguez swings and misses. One down. Andrew Fernandez will step up to the plate. The catcher is 0-1, sacrifice fly, drove in a run, walked in the seventh. Here comes the pitch inside, deflects off the glove of the catcher. Spahn not going though. We've got a charge in our audio booth trying to get things going here. Fans are sticking around. Got a group of Little Leaguers right by the on-deck circle for the Hammerheads. So they're trying to encourage their favorite Marlins here at the Dean in the ninth. Two balls, no strikes, one out. We're getting close to the 9 p.m. mark here at the Dean. Marlins are losing to the Pirates tonight. We'll check in on that Mets score. We'll get some scores in our post-game report. I don't want to check scores right now, just in case things get a little interesting here. 2-1, here's the pitch. Jammed in on the hands, but that'll fall in for a base hit off the bat of Fernandez. Quickly, the throw comes into second. Won't be in time, though. Backpedaling was via Vicencio. Tough throw into first with Williams covering, or into second with Williams covering. But sneaking in was Spahn. He's quick.
A next right fielder, number one, Brett Roberts.
Fernandez, he was jammed in on the hands, and he was able just to get that ball to fall into short, very short right field. Keeping things going here for the Hammerheads. We're seeing a lot of good at-bats for Fernandez tonight from the number nine spot. Back up to the top of the order, Brett Roberts, first pitch, fouls it into the screen behind home plate. Nothing in one, one out. Two runners on at first and second for the Hammerheads. No tying run yet. A tying run, they need five to tie. Only have three right now with Roberts at the plate. Upstairs, one ball and one strike to Roberts. The right fielder is 1-for-4 today. Drove in a run back in the seventh. Breaking ball, swing, popped, foul. Coming back, hits the roof, and everybody's running. Nobody wants to go home empty-handed here at the Dean. The 1-2, swing and a miss. That's it for Roberts. So now the Hammerheads are down to their last out as Jordan McGants, actually Noah Williamson, pinch hit for Jordan McGants. Williamson actually went in as center field, and then Sanoa moved over to second base, and Lewis moved to third base. I didn't notice those defensive changes. I don't think they were announced, but needless to say, that's what we've got here in our lineup right now. Williamson taking first pitch, ball. Actually, make it one ball and one strike, two outs. Here's the pitch. Runners at first and second. Upstairs, fastball, swing and a miss. So the Hammerheads are down to their last strike. Down by five, two runners aboard, two outs. It's a 1-2 count, righty and righty matchup. Garcia leans in, takes the signs, kicks and delivers way wide of the plate. Villalobos hangs on to it. That ball could have escaped him. Still wouldn't have been much trouble, though, as the Hammerheads are down by five. Once again, here's the 2-2. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, and that's the ball game here at the Dean as Garcia takes off his cap, looks up to the sky as he lifts his cap up to the sky. Grateful for the win here tonight. The Hammerheads are 0-1. Here in the second half of the Florida State League, while the Mets are now 1-0 and have evened up the series, the six-game set here at the Dean. There'll be two more games Saturday and Sunday. Don't forget, tomorrow is Space Night here at the Dean with a 6 o'clock start. Sunday, no fans in the stands, and unless you're lucky, never know, come on by. It's a noon game, but there are no tickets to be sold for Sunday's game. Stay with us. We'll be back really quickly after this short timeout to wrap up the game as the Hammerheads fall 7-2 here on a Friday night at the Dean. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
I'm John Frost. Thanks for coming out to the ballpark. See you Friday, carefully on your way home. And we'll see you in the city.
Welcome back to our post-game wrap-up show here on the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. Lisa Pride here with you all night, and I wish I could be bringing you better news here from the Dean and the press box, the Buck Kennard press box, our great friend who is an amazing broadcaster and has brought us much joy. I'm glad this press box is named after Buck Kennard. But the beginning of the second half isn't the best news here for Jupiter Hammerheads fans as the Hammerheads fall 7-2 to the St. Lucie Mets. The win goes to Ventura, the starter for the St. Lucie Mets, who's now 4-2 on the season. Machma, who got his first start here for the Hammerheads this season, he really looked good for the first three innings and then gave up three runs in the fourth. And that was it for the starter, Machma. He is now 2-2 on the season as he picks up the loss here today. The save goes to Garcia, his first of the season. As we take a look at the offensive numbers, well, Sanoa had two hits, so he was 2-for-4 today for the Hammerheads. He's got a lot of hits in this series against the Mets. Roberts had one hit and one ribby. Rodriguez was 1-for-3 and scored a run. A lot of good production from the number 9 spot for the Hammerheads tonight is Fernandez from Hialeah down in Miami. 1-for-2, sacrifice fly, drove in a run, worked the count nicely. So a good job for Fernandez. Just not enough. Not enough for the bats of the Hammerheads. We saw them explode for 17 runs just the other day. But yesterday, a pitcher's duel. Today, just a couple of mistake pitches, good pitches, but when you have two-run home runs, that's four runs with the 7-2 victory that the Mets had here today. Thomas was 2-for-4 with two runs. Lara was 2-for-4 with two runs and drove in two. Williams, 1-for-3, scored a run and drove in two. And Hernandez, 1-for-4, scored a run and drove in two. So the big bats in the heart of the lineup, doubles off the bat of Lara and Consuegra, who was in his second MILB rehab assignment with the St. Lucie Mets. Thomas with the triple, the home runs off the bat of Hernandez and Lara here tonight. Mentioned that Ventura picked up the win. He allowed in 5 innings of work. He is one of the top prospects in the organization, number 17 for the Mets. Allowed 1 hit, 1 run. It was earned. Walked 3, struck out 3. So his ERA dropped to 4.60. Garcia picking up his first save. He had 9 strikeouts in 4 innings of work. 9 strikeouts. Machma, 4 hits, 4 runs, 3 were earned, walked none, which is great news, while striking out 4 in those 4 innings of work. Rodriguez struggled here and there. Eliezer came in the 5th inning. With the help of a double play, it was 3 up, 3 down. Didn't do too bad in the 7th either, but it was the 6th inning where it was a leadoff hit to Thomas, a single by Chet Williams to drive in a run, then the 2-run home run off the bat of Lara, and that was 3 more runs that just kind of put the game out of reach for the Hammerheads here tonight. And Encarnacion came in, did his job, his last 2 innings of work. He struggled in the 9th, walked a couple with 2 outs, but picked up 2 strikeouts too. His ERA is 0.86. So tonight, with the humidity, like I said, it was like 100 degrees on the field. Cloudy all night, wind gusting in and just blowing erratically at times. But just wasn't the night for the Hammerheads. Hopefully, they'll be back at it tomorrow and get back on track. It's a 2-2 series right now, so the Hammerheads do have the opportunity to take the series from the Mets. Tomorrow, as I mentioned, it's space night. The gates open at 5 o'clock. First pitch is at 6. Learn all about the final frontier and see the Jupiter gas giants in action. The Jupiter, you know, the planet Jupiter. Real rocket artifacts are on the concourse. Enjoying augmented reality experience here at the ballpark. Learn about STEM and the future of space exploration. And I am wondering, I know last year we had a jersey, the Gas Giants jersey that the Hammerheads wore. I don't see that here today, but check it out. Check out the website if, you know, that could be a possibility. I know we have some specialty jerseys still on sale that you can check out. I just saw them as I walked into the stadium here tonight. I will check out a couple of scores for you. Of course, we've got to look at the Reds, who are on 11-game win streak. They are winning now 11-7. It's the top of the seventh. Sell-out crowd this weekend in Cincinnati. That's the place to be. We are going to check out, see what the Mets are doing. Trey Turner singles in the bottom of the sixth, 2-run score. Let's see what the score is now. 5-1 in favor of the Phillies. They're in the bottom of the sixth. So the Mets not doing as well as the St. Lucie Mets here tonight. And the Marlins aren't doing as well. The final 3-1. The Marlins 43-34, though. They are an exciting team to watch. Arise is one of the finalists for the All-Star game. You got to vote for him. But the Pirates win game one of this weekend series at home 3-1. And once again, the Hammerheads fall tonight 7-2. 9 hits for the Mets, 7 runs. 5 hits for Jupiter and 2 runs. So the series is tied, 2 games apiece. Thank you so much for joining me here tonight on the broadcast for the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. I'm Lisa Pride, 7-2 Mets win. We'll get right back on the saddle and do it again tomorrow night. Remember, the start is first pitch at 6 o'clock, not 6:30. Thank you so much for joining me here tonight, and I hope to see you all at the ballpark again real soon. Have a great night, everyone.